Beginning current daf, second by the zod daf, ayin al, beginning with amr al, beginning test matzah, beginning gemara, but this seems to be a contradiction of when the following mishnah ksubis. Yishuk of shuk harukar, and we have a city that was conquered, and that all the women inside are in the apostle. I thought they don't have penai, they don't have availability. So it says, Tim, you can say, wait a second, dimahi mairi, maybe that's talking about l'acha gemar mechama, after they finish the war, does this woman penai, then they have time to go ahead and be honest to the women. So how do you know that they do have time during Muhammad? That's it. The mashma, it sounds like b'chol inyan, that in all situations, that even before the war ended, that even so, that the women are going to be forbidden, and that would be a seemingly contradiction to the halacha of HaMishnah. Makes this mashma at the beginning of the Gemara, it's actually only comparable to the Seifa. He could say, Matin min to save me from the Eitz. He says, because when he says like this, oh, then it's mutin permitted. Why? Mishum the mutzlus looking for zuzim and the itzah, because he could pay him up with money. If that's the case, even when he gives him wine, love shlichas the assault cover. He's not doing the agency of the Jew. Mishum achishori, and for that reason, it's going to be permitted or shori rab ki agavna that he permitted such a case. Of ki amalei ul tachti when he says take my place. Mashma loshen. It sounds like take my place, literally, and whatever he gives to Yob Yisrael, it's like as if the Jew gave it to him, because in his place, at which that's a problem, because that would be considered the Jew giving it himself. That's what Rashi explains. So it says, no, that doesn't seem to be correct. If that's the case, Pshita, obviously, the Matin Menoitzer the Shari, obviously, that's permitted, given the Mayur Yachal Salka, because he could pay with money. So why would you even think that's forbidden? Actually, the Jew actually owes yain or yain. He actually owes wine itself. And mekamakum shari, but still it's permitted. Ki amalei matin min oitzer is still permitted when he says save me from the payment. It sounds like what he's telling him is like this: get me out of this, whatever it takes, whatever, however you could do it. He's not telling him to pay back yain nesach. Sorry, they've been permitted. Even if at the end he can't get him out with money, LBI Nessa, because he actually owes the wine. But that's okay, because he didn't tell him to do that. And even if he gave him money beforehand, and we said previously in the Samachimon Beis, the Asig of the Pailim, that's problematic by the workers, because if you give the money, it means to say he's doing your shlichas. The Hachashar here is permitted to Asim over the handy time, and the reason is Mishim Dahu Makdim Le'a dinner. He's giving money before, and that he should give the wine, which is the yain nesach, to the workers. That's a problem. But here he's just telling you, look, if you could get me out with money. It's not like as if he's paying back, it's not like he's paying back his debt, from yain nesach. When he says, take my place, it's as if he's telling him, pay for the king in my place, the way I owe him, which is wine. Dinner, and therefore, even if he didn't give money before an usher, it would be forbidden at time the Bidashti for the reason, like I explained. So the next test matter begins Amameimer says Mashiach Baby Kachab Kaina. Pulling something into your possession by a non-Jew is a kinyan. Tedi Yishuno Dani Parsoi. These persons Meshadir Pardashani Abdadi. They send Pardashani to each other. But they don't back out because already with the Mashiach the Kaina. Which I may read the reason says the Inza Ikar Tam. That's not the primary reason. Because of what the Persians do. It's because the name of the name that he says is brought in Bob Mitzir of Memzain. Mo is koinais. Money is, biblically the acquisition. And the drash is, yes, for a fellow Jew, the kin is a kesev. That's only my secha for a Jew. But for a non-Jew, it's gonna be Mashicha. And that's where the source of Allah comes from. So why bring proof from these gifts of the Persians? That's just like a mashal in general. That you see the custom that they have from their fathers, the Persians, that they don't back out after the Mashiach. Because that is the halacha for a non-Jew. They send them gifts and they don't back out. Salma says it cannot be Mashiach that the kin is with Mashiach. That's one version. Lashnach, another version, Mitzvah Zegainim, in response to the Gainim, is Mishash a Kurchit Mechulu, it's to be as a Kurchitim, etc., which, it's Mechulu, etc., which the Gives is Kachpesh Bekunchis. That's a Rashi explained, two different interpretations. The second one says, that's the prime one. The Lishnakama, Koni Bematonahu, The first one is a kinyan with a gift. But Balaam is coming to tell us the Mashiach is kinyan with a mekar, but he's coming to say the Mashiach would be kinyan even with transactions, which there is a monetary element. He's saying it's not the money, it's Mashiach. But by the Rish says, the Vilman the main kinyan, Kedavash B'Samech, even according to one who, and the Rish says, because even the one who says the Mashiach is not kinyan like Rabashi shortly, it's only somebody that has money, like my kamemka, but the mitzio matana. But regarding a found object or a gift, like the kasper, but there's no money. Well, everyone agrees with mashiach or lifting things up. So how can you make a raya like the first pshat of Rashi that it's a gift? That with mashiach, of course, even one that holds that generally it's money. It's only when there is money. So you can't bring a raya to a case of mekamemka when there is money. He says, "Not to begin with the Gemara of Rashi." He says, "Mashiach be v'kacham in the kainan. Mashiach be nandru is not a kainan." Which says, "There's a little bit of chui ba'am b'chamer v'ashi." It's not like he's just coming to reject the raya that he framed. It's like lafia emes. This is actually in truth how he holds. Can muchak from sex of b'chayr peg beis like his obvious the Gemara b'chayrus over there in the field Gemara beis the Gemara v'ashi says medireisha Mashiach in the kainan. But back to the reisha, talking about Mashiach in the kainan. Say, but not Mashiach in the kainan. Mashiach is not kainan by a guy. It's really Rabashi. Obviously, this is how Rabashi holds. So the Gersa should not be because it's not like as a Betachia. He actually holds like this. Hirshab in the Tam, Ben Tam explains like this. Even though Rabashi is a later Amir and generally we follow Allah like a Basra. The Allah does not follow him in this Allah. The Mashiach is kind of by an Andrew. The Svila Kabiyach and the Kabiyach is called the Kabiyach, as we previously explained. The Allah Kabiyach and the Kabiyach and the Kabiyach and the Allah follows the Kabiyach when he disagrees with the Shlakish. Or Pluk the Kabiyach and the Perkazav, but we see that from Zayma base, the Kabiyach and the Zayma money is kind of material biblically for a Yid, it's money that's kind of. And then kind of that's the case of the day, according to him, the Shin Lamisecha, we darshan for your fellow brother is because with money, like Kachav Mashiach, but an Andrew is with Mashiach. And that's how we pass it. Where Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Hilz Mashiach, Rabbi Chesham, Rabbi Tebbi Yisrael, Mashiach is explicit in the Torah for Yisrael. And claim that's because Dershin LaMisecha, Rabbi Mashiach, to the contrary, and the Joshua goes the other way now. For your economy on a Mesecha, for your fellow brothers with Mashiach, like Gechom Mekesev, and for an Andrew, it is with money. And Mochim Mocha Bebuchai, as it's obvious in the Gemara Bukhari, and Mochim Mocha Bebuchai, Mashiach, Rabbi Gechom, kind of Gabi Yechanan, Mashiach is claimed by a non-Jew, like Gabi Yechanan, Davgav, the Rabbi Kamahas, and Pergazov, although Rabbi says within Pergazov, Kurah, Masnim Mesil of Shemalakish is a Pazik and the Brisa that's and Mishnah that supports Rosh Lakish. Let me show this really never get the Shemalakish. I'm because Rabbi holds the Shemalakish. It's just that he's saying that that supports it. I'm a Kamakam Likash Rabbi Yechanan, but it's not difficult to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan Dachi Lushaper, Rabbi Yechanan rejects those proofs because Pirish Awesome, like we explained over there. Tidi Shana, Dahachi Hava, that's the case, Rosh Lakish, like we explained. Let me show the Rabbi Sweel, like Shemalakish. It's not because Rabbi holds Rabbi Shimon Lakish that he says like this. Right? Rabbi Gufay Pasik Raka Chaylitz that Rabbi himself Paskins and Yavam Tav Lumavam and Aleph Rabbi Shimon Lakish got Rabbi Yechon the Mitlas. There's three halachas that he passed Rabbi Shimon Lakish. And Chashav Lohasam and they count the three over there. But Amma, Bechol Mekleimais, but in general, in all places, halach Rabbi Yechon, including over here. So then, my Yisrael Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Lakish by he, and if Rabbi held Rabbi Shimon Lakish regarding this halach and Mashiach Lebedes from the Torah, the Mashiach doesn't express from the Torah, that means for Yisrael, the kingdom is Mashiach, and we can't have a little mix of Yehassim, he should have counted that over there. So obviously, he passed because of Kabriach in the midst. But luckily, maybe you cannot say, oh no, the Lechash Lemichshave, he didn't even care to count it in his list. Because the Mishnah supports Rabbi Shimon Lakish. It's not true. The Banit last, the Kachash of Asim, because from those three that he does count over there, it could have done a conversation with Shimon Lakish. There is a Bryce, like says Rabbi Shimon Lakish, but for the Kachash of Asim, still he counts it over there. Although they rather obviously suffer, because he holds a Kabirchen, Mehidim, his kindness be Israel, that it's money that acquires for a Jew, and if that's the case for a non Jew, Mashiach, like we explained. If that's the case, so if someone, a very practical thing, so if someone wants to transfer the ownership of an animal to a non-Jew, to exempt it from the laws of firstborn, which doesn't apply if the owner is a non-Jewish, that the non-Jew does Mashiach, but that's enough without money, like we pass it. Now, me, Rashi appears, but Rashi explains, the Mashiach in a koina, by the kachavim. No, it's not true. Mashiach is not acquired by a non-Jew, like has only money. The ain't a lach yabiyach, and all does not lach yabiyach, and all like Mishum Nerav, it's really like I say, Pergazav. from the fact that Rabbi holds like him in Perkins of Minah, where they come up from the fact that it says Kramas and Mazir, Lim Shemalakish, that the Pasik and the Mishnah says what Shemalakish. But he didn't begin to say, Mikim does the case of my Lachash of Labachail, that's why it doesn't say within Perkins of Adi Hanit Mazmin, those three teachings. So, Chlem, you have to say Mishnah that he does of, that because there in Perkins of Mashiach Kainag, Kom Lim Shemalakish, Perk Shani, as the Bachad's on there in the Bachiris, that's Mishmidr of Oisha, Nimr of Oisha. Perkachil, it's in the Zeichen, Perkachil's not mentioning Lahan de Kamar, Shemalokim Mishmid Nafshi, but he says in his own name. So if it's not his, that's why he didn't count it there in the list. Lachanami, like a Chosha Milsa, so because for that reason, he doesn't count the teaching of the Yeshim Lashchim, it's called Batsaif, that Shchita is considered the whole time from the beginning to the end, the Perkachil, the Chonav Chomtesma Beis, the reason the Mishmid de Levi Saba, Amr Shemalokish, it wasn't his own teaching, he said the name of someone else. So therefore, that's not a difficulty. So once we can turn for both these opinions, which are opposites. So if someone transfers the ownership of his animal to a non-Jew, takes him from the firstborn, so the non-Jew has to give him kess of money, and the non-Jew has to pull it, a simta, an alleyway, or into the possession of the non-Jew, then it's his. That's his own possession. And if the non-Jew doesn't have his own domain. Maknali Yisrael, Ched Bebeisai, so the Jew transfers ownership of a room in his own house. And the non-Jew locks it and opens it. That's how he acquires that domain. Lock it and then open it. And then the non-Jew goes in and brings it into that room. What does the non-Jew need to acquire from the animal? There is a finish. The has to acquire something that would make it a treifa, a mortal defect. There is a pin after the even his ear. It's in lahachmet to be stringent, and lahachmet to transfer to the non-Jew. A part of the animal that would make it into a treifa that he owns that, like the lungs, or the head of the animal, or from the fetus, when the animal is pregnant. However, in the Tzokshidna of Kechav and Mois, doesn't have to give him money, Shav HaResh Vardeya, equal to the head or the lungs, Elasagi, it's enough shaking the pruta that he can transfer it with a pruta of Apesh HaShav HaYosek HaFalayim, even though it's worth way more. That's okay, Afalachi, Ein Lachish, Shem Bet HaMekach, to be concerned about, that's a nullification of the sale, because it's not the right pricing. Shanan Zadu, because we testify, Shaysro Gomer Ba'akna V'Kechavim, that the non-Jew is fully willing to transfer ownership to the non-Jew, to exempt this animal, as the case of the Bach, from a Bechaira, from the animal, it shouldn't have the halacha of Bechaira. Next test, Matzim, in the words of the Gemara, Shekilu Zuzi Minayu. So, good. Take money first, but the Kai Luhu Bechul, and then measure it after them. So the Gemara Vesak, if you think to say Mashiach by Bikachavim Kaina, that Mashiach by non-Jew acquires, so Mashiach by Bikachavim Kaina Bechulu, so you must have said, no, we need the Kaila Bacham Bilaman of the Bikachavim, you're right, we go in and we measure it in the vessel of non-Jew, that's why it's a problem, period. In other words, Abel Oilam, but in truth, Mashiach by Bikachavim Kaina, that Mashiach by non-Jew acquires Kippur Ashma, we explained the previous thesis. Now, Rabbeinu Tam asks like this, given the Mashiach by Bikachavim Kaina, since you tell Mashiach by non-Jew acquires, then we can, if that's the case, that means Mois in the kinds. Money does not acquire. Okay, that's the case. So what would it help that the Gemara is saying, you give money, that's Rabbi's whole thing. So you know, we give originally, it would still be Yainesa, but Shutz, which you saw in the possession of a Jew, right when he touches it. By dying in the Shalavi Kachavim, it's not the non-Jew, until he does Mashiach, give the Mashiach kind of the same Mashiach is kind of. But Lay Mois, not money. So Miyad Shanagabai Kachavim, so the moment the non-Jew touches it, that's Yainesa, it becomes Yainesa, but Shutz, as it continues in the days of Yisrael in the possession of the Jew. And if the Moish of Yad Yisrael Nasim Afreid, but Yain Nesach comes at the money retroactively, comes money of Yain Nesach. But even if we don't say, because the non-Jew would give him the money as a gift, and therefore wouldn't be a problem, not the Ati B'Shav, to ask him, to my fools who would do such a thing. So Ben Muridri says, no, Shabashas, the sins are domim, at the time of the giving the money, the non-Jews would tell the Jews like this, we're giving you the money now, but again, you shall own the action, but the wine should be ours now. And the non-Jew would have faith in the Jewish seller, but the Hayudayim, Pinyakals, are not afraid they might steal from them. Even though you're right, technically the wine didn't get to them yet. Another part you could say is the Sabahai, this one who is the Dachi, who rejects, holds the Kanye Mashiach, it's actually by a non-Jew he could acquire with Mashiach or with money. The Bedar Shachi, he explains like this, Lamisecha in Mashiach, only for your fellow Jews with Mashiach, but for a non-Jew, it's Oibaha, Oibaha, it's either one. Unless the Chadam Mechares, he doesn't hold up what the Gemara says, Mechares, that you give him enough Medisro, Bechada, in fact that a Jew is one, and the non-Jew is the other one. No, he holds both. So it says in Timon, and say, but Lamad, I love them. Why didn't he teach them Ladich Kli Abikachavim either to wash out the vessel of the non-Jews or Noya Nesachet or limited with Nisol to measure in the Jewish vessel? So that'll take care of the problem. The Shem says no. The Bekach is litlay. That leaves room for error. Come upon many times where might not wash it out, might use their vessel. Amplikichas Mois Kaidim, but we're taking money first. Lo Yavel Litlas, you can never come to mistake. Kimichayim and Hagen Kain, since that was their custom, and therefore that's always going to take care of the problem. And therefore he told them this halacha instead.